Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The DH, Jose Morales. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landreau. Staub reaches second base with a double. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. LaFleur moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. LaFleur moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Staub takes first base on ball 4. LaFleur scores. Whitaker moves to third. Thompson moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong bunts towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitaker covering, for the out. Norwood moves to second. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Norwood moves to third. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson juggles the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Norwood scores. Smalley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 1, Twins, 1. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mankowski hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong misplays the ball. That's an error on Wilfong. Morales moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morales moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields it and throws to home to get Morales. Trammell moves to third. LaFleur moves to second. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. LaFleur scores. Whitaker moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to third. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norwood. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Norwood steals second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-0 in the game. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. Norwood scores. Wilfong moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Twins, 3. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilfong scores. Cubbage moves to second. It's 4-3, Twins. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreau hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Serum now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive towards third. Cubbage reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mankowski hits a line drive into right field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staub moves to third. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Whitaker is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Twins. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Adams. Staub reaches second base with a double. Kemp goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 5, Twins, 5. Mike Baksik now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Cubbage reaches second base with a double. Wilfong goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Landreau hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landreau. Morales reaches second base with a double. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mankowski hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morales moves to third. One out. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Mike Marshall now pitching. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morales tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 6, Twins, 6. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaFleur for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Wagner now playing shortstop. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kemp moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 6. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Norwood hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilfong hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Hiller now pitching. John Castano pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano bunts towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilfong moves to second. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smalley is walked intentionally. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-4 in the game. Landreau hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. John Castano now playing third base. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-4 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Morales is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-4 in the game. Mankowski hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Mark Wagner. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.